What was your take on the attack update that was presented here?
Well, I knew the data and I have read the Lancet paper. It has a lot of different perspectives. On the one hand, you see an impressive 24 reduction in the cancer-specific recurrences. This is good news. Patients will eventually die from breast cancer recurrence, and this is something important to keep in mind. The 5-year recurrence-free survival showed a 3.3% difference, so you have obviously a carryover effect, and the curves do diverge, and this is a nice result. On the other hand, the ATTACC trial is not as clean as, for example, ours. They have included receptor-negative patients. They have included patients with chemotherapy. Anastrozole has a better safety profile than tamoxifen has. You hardly see any gynecological side effects when you treat the patient with anastrozole. You have a reduction in the endometrial carcinoma is 0.8 in the tamoxifen and 0.2 in the anastrozole group. You have seldom spotting and bleeding and discharge and so on. You have not an increase of strokes nor pulmonary embolism. And this was new data. I didn't know that before. You have a rate of hysterectomy in the patient with tamoxifen of 5.1%, and in the patients treated with anastrozole, a little bit over 1%. So from the safety profile, it's in favor of anastrozole. On the other hand, the lack of improvement of overall survival is something which counts. The problem in my mind is that the longer the exposure of a patient for a certain drug is, the more likely it is that the patient develops resistance. Subclinical resistance, which eventually lead to overt metastasis. And therefore, I believe that anastrozole plays an enormous important role. It's for sure the most potent drug. The aromatase inhibitor are for sure more potent than tamoxifen. But you probably have to do more research and to include that in certain switching, in sequencing studies, and starting with anastrozole, for example, and then sequence to Faslodex or sequence to exemestane, sequence back to tamoxifen, for example. There's no doubt, and you have a beautiful reduction in the controlled breast cancer. It is a very significant drug, a very potent drug. I don't want to give the impression that I doubt. We have shown that in our trial as well. It is an enormous potent drug. But it is currently not well known what is the exact place. For example, should you treat all the patients primarily with tamoxifen and switch to anastrozole? Is that better than going with anastrozole for 5 years? Or is it better to use a drug and after a year, another drug, and after a year, another drug to overcome this resistance that the tumor cell, the subclinical tumor cell, cannot adjust to a long exposure to a certain drug. But instead of that, switching sequence very shortly, year after year, for example.